This is Public Radio 90 for Northern Arts and Culture. I'm Kurt Hosworth on the phone with a special guest today. She's the education coordinator with the Boniface Arts Center in Escanaba, Michigan. Her name is Stacy Berg, and we're going to talk about what's up at the gallery and also some classes coming up for the months of May into June and July. So first, welcome, Stacy. Good to have you on the line.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So with summer kind of coming on, we've got lots of events, it appears, at the Boniface Arts Center, but we wanted to take a moment to talk about what's at the gallery, what's going to be on display kind of late May into the beginning of July in the Powers Gallery. There was supposed to be the NMU faculty biennial show earlier this year at the DeVos Art Museum, but you know, with everything still being closed with COVID, that couldn't happen. So can you tell us what's happening at the gallery at the Boniface?
Well, so because they couldn't have that this year, because of the COVID lockdown, they couldn't have any anyone from the outside come in to see it. And we wanted to give them a place to showcase their work where the public could get out and come and see that. So the faculty show will be down here in the Boniface in our Powers Gallery, and we are really excited to have it here. It's always a very, very good show, and we encourage people to please come down and see this because it's going to be an amazing show.
And it sounds like an opportunity for maybe some prospective college students to see what the instructors are doing at Northern Michigan University in the different art programs and with different mediums on display. So that will be on display May 20th to July 1st, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a great time to come in and see what the instructors do, what the faculty does, what they're capable of, and what they will be able to teach you as a prospective student. So if you're looking at going into the arts and you're thinking of Northern, it's a great time to come out and kind of get a feel for what your instructors are going to be doing. The May show runs from May 20th through July 1st, and the reception is on Thursday, May 20th from 7 to 9 if you want to come out and meet some of the instructors.
Wonderful. Well, that'll be a nice way to kind of give that show its due. With COVID canceling so many things, it'll be a great opportunity for people to check out some artwork and see what's on display with the NMU faculty that way too. Now, with that, there's also always some wonderful variety of classes at the Boniface. So for people that are looking to learn more about a craft of some kind, while we're talking about art from the NMU faculty show, there's also a plein air painting class that's coming up in early June.
Yes, we have Marlene Wood, who is actually from the Marquette area. She's going to be doing quite a variety of classes for us this summer. One that we're very excited for is the plein air class, where you'll be meeting here at the Boniface and then traveling to the Ludington Park, which is beautiful right on the lake. It should have some beautiful different views to paint, and you'll actually be painting outdoors, and she'll be there helping and giving you guidance as that goes on. And then when we're done painting for 4 hours, we'll be going back to the Boniface, and we will be providing lunch and sit together and talk about our painting and our experience. So I think it'll be a really, really fun class. And it's not something that we offer all the time because obviously the weather has to be right.
Yeah, a good way to maybe christen summertime in the Upper Great Lakes by capturing it on canvas and then having an opportunity to share with others maybe what they saw in their perspective outside too. So that sounds like a lovely opportunity to learn about plein air painting and maybe connect with some other artists that way too. But for those who are looking for something more in terms of food, there's always something cooking at the Boniface with different cooking classes, and I see that there is a popular Greek dish that will be kind of the item to be learned about coming up in mid-June.
Yes, we have one of our members is Christina Economopoulos, and she is Greek and is an amazing cook. And so she is going to be coming and teaching us how to cook spanakopita, which is a Greek dish with phyllo dough and, let's see, it has ricotta cheese and it has feta cheese and then spinach and onions. And it's just really, really good. And she's going to be teaching that. But the fun part about this is we're starting this make and take class. So you'll be actually learning and doing hands-on with the instructor at the same time. So we'll have different stations set up that you will be actually cooking this and making this for your family while you're learning about it. And then at the end of the night, you'll take yours home where you can just take it and bake it or put it in the freezer, and you'll have that for a meal for your family the next day or whenever you like to have it.
And that way, you'll also have the assurance that you did the recipe correctly, because when I think about myself trying to recreate a classic Greek dish like that, maybe looking up a recipe online, who knows how it will turn out. So that way, this class will ensure that you'll have a lovely dish to take home for yourself and for your family, like you said. So that class is on June 17th.
Yep, it's a great way to come and learn from the masters of those dishes and be able to cook alongside them and learn the tricks and techniques doing it and doing it well. So I think it's going to be a really well-received class. It's a very limited in numbers, so if something that interests them, they should sign up soon. So that one is on June 17th, and it will run for 2 hours from 6 to 8 p.m.
And along with that idea of pairing, a teacher with, a class of whoever it is for learning a certain skill, we've got a couple classes coming up to learn about watercolor painting, not just for adults, but also for kids. There's a couple opportunities to learn from an artist from the Copper Country.
Yes, we have Donna Leonard is coming down from the Copper Country, and she'll be doing on Friday a class on Friday, June 25th, a Northern Lights painting class for kids. And it's an absolutely beautiful painting. You can go online and check that out. And that will run from 12 to 2 p.m. in the afternoon. And then in the next day, on Saturday, there's a Paint Your Pet class that will be a watercolor class that she'll be teaching. And that will be on Yupo paper, which is kind of like a waxy paper. And the portraits, the way that she teaches you to do that, to paint your pet, is just amazing. So you'll bring a picture of your pet in, and you will be working with that with her direction and instruction on how to do that.
Boy, I can just picture a beautiful watercolor of our little dog right now. It makes me laugh thinking about it, but also it'd be a nice keepsake to have for that special pet that's in your life.
Absolutely, a wonderful keepsake of that. And everybody loves their pets, so what's better than to have a little painting of your pet? So I think that will be a really good class and a fun one to come and do.
Yeah, and along with the idea for having some classes for kids, there are some more coming up in June with, it looks like, the Global Arts class that runs in the middle of June. Plus, there's also a gardening series coming up. And I know my wife just started putting down some different seeds on the side of our house, so gardening season is afoot.
Yes, we will have a Global Arts class that's going to run from the 15th of June to the 18th of June every day. It'll be for 2 hours, and the kids will come in and they'll learn about art around the world and make different crafts from different areas of the world. So it's going to be a fun class. I believe the instructor is going to have snacks from those areas and have a little bit of a lesson in the culture. So it's a great way for your kids to get out and learn about the world and learn some of the different things that they do around the world and actually be able to participate a little bit in how that would be done in that area. And then the gardening series is just a fun class for kids. We're going to be learning how to make seed paper. So they'll actually be making their own little paper with seeds in it that they can take home and put in the ground, and it will grow wildflowers. We'll be doing terrariums. We're going to be making a very fun, like, plant pail that they'll have that will grow grass, and they'll be able to trim the hair, and it'll be just like a little buddy for them. And then they'll be making some art pieces that they can put out in their garden. So that one runs for 4 weeks, and that starts on June 23rd. So that's a fun kind of a thing for the kids to get into.
Kids are always into, whether it's, you know, getting their hands dirty or, you know, working with different kinds of materials to make things. I think kids are really good makers. So it's a good opportunity for them to learn more about, you know, arts from all around the globe, or learn more about their globe itself. So those lots of kids classes coming up in the month of June. And we've got one more class on offer here, kind of speaking about gardens, because when I think about fairy houses, I think about my mother-in-law and her fairy houses that kind of surround her garden. But for people who are maybe unfamiliar with fairy houses, can you tell us a little bit about the class that's coming up a little later on in June?
Yep, we have Kate Oman, who is our gallery director, for the last 4 years has offered this fairy, fairy making house class in June. And it's kind of to celebrate the summer solstice. And what it is you bring natural objects and different rocks and sticks and twigs and different special things that there are to you. And you make these little houses. They're almost like birdhouses, but they're fairy houses. And then you put them outside in your garden. And it's to promote fairies to come and live in your garden and support that.
Yeah, to add
little whimsy to your garden.
Yes, a little magic, whatever it takes to make that garden bloom, and it also really cheers it up. I've seen examples in person, like I said, with my mother-in-law, who's, I'm going to just take that again since my phone went off. I've seen some examples of fairy houses in person, and it really adds a lot of cheer to the garden, whatever it is that you're growing, whether it's just a nice grassy area or if you've got lots of, crops and fruits and veggies out there. So good to hear that people can take advantage of that as well. Just a reminder, we've been speaking with Stacy Berg from the Boniface Art Center. She's the education coordinator, talking about what's up at the gallery and classes coming up this summer. Stacy, is there anything else that you wanted to add?
I think we pretty much covered it all, but you can go online and you can check out all of our summer series of classes and different events that will be going on through the summer if you go to www.bonificearts.org. And you can go on there and click on it. You can also register for classes there also.
Wonderful. So anything that we talked about today, you can take a look at bonificearts.org and find out more information and get registered for some courses. So thanks so much, Stacy, for taking the time to let us know what's going on at the Boniface.
And thank you too, Cart. I really appreciate it.